All right, so here we are, Worldwide Live, over BBS Radio Online. Welcome to everyone joining in here on the 4th of July, 2018. Thank you for being here. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call, and we are, 6 minutes away from the hour. We are early on the air. Thank you for being here. I will play a song as we wait for more people to join in on the conference call. Hello, Phyllis.
Hello. Hey, this is Bonnie in California.
Hello, Bonnie. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Gillis.
Hello. Thank you for being here, Susan.
Happy
And somebody else joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Bill Kenniger from Jarrettsville, Maryland.
Hello, is it Bill?
Doug.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
Hey there. Doing well. Thanks for
All right. Thank you for being here. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, John Munter in northern Minnesota.
Hello, John. Welcome.
Thank you.
And another person joining, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, hi. This is Sharon from Missouri.
Hi, Karen. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you for being here. And welcome to all those people that are listening online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. And happy 4th of July to everyone.
How's life in paradise today?
Great. Yes, has been a great day today. And we are at the clock of 6. Vin and Terry will be here shortly. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Yes, Kevin in Menifee, California.
Hello, Kevin. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for being here. Another person joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings. Hi, from Sedona.
Positive greetings to you, Raiden. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, sir. Likewise.
Next person that joined in, we welcome you. Please say the location.
Dharmananda, Boulder Creek.
Hi, Dharmananda. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, good evening, Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to you, Jane. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And heard another lady.
Uma from Sedona.
Who is this from Sedona?
Uma.
Welcome. Are you a Raiden's friend or not?
Yes.
All right. Welcome back. Good to have you. And more people have joined in. Welcome to you. Please say name and location.
Dr. Art Franklin, Hampton, Virginia.
Welcome to the call, Dr. Art.
Thank you, sir. Hey there.
Who else joined in? Please say name and location.
It's Helen in Virginia.
Welcome to you, Helen.
Thank you.
All right.
Helen, I'm sorry I didn't answer your... I saw your email, but for some reason I couldn't answer it.
That's okay. You weren't the best.
I appreciate that, though.
All right, two more people tuning in. Welcome. Please say a name or location.
Hi, Anna, Kent Wall.
I did pick up Anna. Hi, Anna, welcome.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Who's the other lady?
From
Terry from Dallas. Welcome, Terry.
Thank you.
All right.
Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Welcome to you, Don. Thank you for being here.
Thanks.
Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Hello, this is Wynn in Sedona.
Hello, Wynn in Sedona. Welcome.
Hi, Wynn.
Hello, Wynn.
Hi there. Is Terry on yet?
Nope.
Dr. Art is, though.
Hello, Art.
Yeah.
All right, and welcome to all those that are listening in online through BBS. We can't hear you, we can't see you, but we are glad you're here. And of course, if you want to submit a question for tonight's episode, you can do so per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And I'll say it one more time, questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And Vin will choose during the show which questions he will ask to our sources around who will do the channeling. And after this 1 hour show, we do our daily whole planet healing conference call, so that's not on the radio, not on the internet, only per phone. You can find the information on the website wholeplanethealing.com, WHOLE, planethealing.com. I can also give you the phone number to dial into. The conference call is 712-770-4340, and the access code is 250-513-pound. And we had another caller join in. Good evening to you. Welcome. Please say a name and location. But only if you want to. We welcome you. And if you just joined in on BBS, thank you for being here. And to everyone here, happy 4th of July.
Just a moment.
And we will be starting the questions and answer session here in just a moment. And if you are not too familiar with what Wynn and Terry are doing, we have every Sunday morning a 2 hour conference call simulcast with the BBS radio. That is from 10 a.m. till noon Pacific time. And we've had some amazing channeling sessions in the first hour over the last few months. Particularly, we had a few sessions regarding DNA. And it is mind-blowing now and then, the information that comes through, like opening up new ways of seeing things and having an impact on just how to look at circumstances we are in. Welcome to the call, beautiful lady from Sedona.
Hi. Hi, hi.
Thank you for being here, Terry.
Thank you.
All right, so when are you able to get settled?
Pardon me?
Are you settled?
More or less settled. Is Terry on?
Terry
yeah.
is on, yes. And let me also okay. welcome the caller that just came on board. Good evening to you. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Cecil, C6 Sea Serpent from Seattle.
Hello, Cecil. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And I will turn off the dings. You want me to mute the phone lines, Wynn?
Yeah. Jerry, are you there?
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Hello, Jerry?
She was here a moment ago. I see her phone line is present.
Here. I'm here.
Okay.
Okay, can you move your microphone a little closer, Terry?
Okay, how's that?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
All right. Is Art Franklin there?
Yes, the phone lines are muted, but Art is here. You want me to find him and mute him?
Would you please?
Yes. Actually, let me open up the phone lines. I would not know where to find him so quick. So, Dr. Art, please.
All callers are unmuted.
Yeah, that's got me.
All right. Hold on 1 second.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
And Dr. Art, you are unmuted again.
Okay, good.
Wynn, do you know today's date?
I know today's date.
Good.
I was talking, you know, I've been knowing Art now for how long, about 2 or 3 years?
Yeah, about that.
And I know him initially as a naturopathic doctor. Mm-hmm. He was counseling all kinds of people for different health issues. And then he had his own health issue, and he ended up in the hospital where he still is. And he stopped doing his business. Now, you know, he is, how old are you now, Art?
I'm 84.
Okay. Well, all the time I knew Art, he occasionally came into our call and gave a...
Well, the recorder's been or not.
Maybe I should be recording this. Hang on a second. Yeah, hang on. Hang on.
This conference is being recorded.
This is July 4th, 2018. You know what? I forgot again until I looked at it. I should remember this date. I was connected with it, you know. In any case, I have Dr. Art, and he's a naturopathic holistic doctor. He was practicing that, and he came into our calls occasionally and gave some health counseling for people. But then he ended up in the hospital with a series of strokes. And I called him, and he was really sounding low and tentative, okay? And I conferenced him in to Whole Planet Healing. And he started coming in of his own volition. And his whole energy has changed since that has happened. I can see how it works.
Oh, yeah. A whole lot, too.
Yeah.
I've only got one problem right now that I know about anyway, and that's I'm 100% dizzy. I'm even dizzy when I'm laying down talking to you. But, you know, I had a lot of, when I came in here, man, I had 13 strokes, 2 heart attacks, pneumonia, and cystis of the blood, which will really take you out of here.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I had 2 relatives that died of cystis of the blood in the last 8 months.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I know when you feel valued, it makes you want to live. And the desire to live keeps you alive. I mean, if it feels like there's nothing for you, then your mind says, well, what am I here for, right? So I'm so glad that we've been able to do that for Art. And this past week, I had a conversation with him, and I know he has done some really interesting things in his life. Like, I know that probably most of you have heard of Coral Calcium. And Art was at a company that was quite successful that was introducing Coral Calcium when it was first coming in.
Well, I'm the one that brought it here from Japan. It wasn't here before that.
Yeah.
In 95.
What was the name of your company?
Health Through, THRU Nutrition Incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here in Hampton. We had a $4.5 million building, and we're in 12 foreign countries in all 50 states.
Yeah.
And then
don't talk too much.
Okay.
Go ahead. And then I found out that Art had been a treasure hunter, with a famous treasure hunter, for 12 years. And he met Pancho Villa, who wasn't really dead. And just as that, and so I decided we're going to kind of do a fundraiser, a joint fundraiser on Saturday morning, and have Art tell some of his stories with me. Who knows? I might even tell a story. But in any case, Terry might even tell a story. Okay, and maybe some people with health issues might get Art's expertise. It'll just be open-ended, and you know what? I can't really do sessions for trainings because we've done all the trainings on our calls. There's probably nothing we haven't covered, and so it'll just be a good fun supportive event for not very much money, and just watch your emails and I'll let you know. Okay? And on that note, I'm going to mute you. All right? Okay?
Okay, go ahead.
And then we'll go back to our call. All right. Terry, are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. Why did I think you'd say that, huh? You know, we got a bunch of questions here, and I just wanted to mention something. You know, we leave this very much open, and we get questions from all kinds of people and all kinds of questions. And sometimes people email me and they're desperate. And I'm not sure how to help them. Okay? I will say the people that come to Whole Planet Healing every night, that we get to know them, and they get to know each other. And then when somebody has a need, sometimes somebody else comes forward and helps with the need. It's like Art. If Art wasn't coming to our calls and wasn't feeling the energy of the calls, I wouldn't do this thing this Saturday. And no matter how desperate you are, how desperate you feel, you have to start out pulling yourself up and make some, there's something about community. Of course, on Whole Planet Healing, those of you that come, we bring in the most incredible energy, and people feel the energy, and depressions change. And it's something you have to experience to understand. But at least start showing up. If it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you. But, you know, I can't possibly fix the whole world. And, I mean, I have enough challenges keeping myself fixed and keeping Terry fixed. And we're giving a lot with what we have. And so if some of you are listening that are in that place of feeling like you're up against the wall, it's like ultimately if you're up against the wall, on some level, you got to peel yourself off the wall. And then when you start doing it, you create the energy for support. But when you are looking at me or anyone and saying, fix me, fix me, fix me, it is, I don't know what to do. We give you opportunities to ask questions. We have resources. We bring in energy. I know, now listen to this carefully, I know that if you bring enough positive energy and shift, even when your circumstances are difficult, you can attract something that will help you. Whether it's me or someone on the calls or someone in your town, when you keep creating, everything is hard. I'm no good. I failed. That becomes your message to the universe. And it's like, even in the most difficult of circumstances, you have to have the wherewithal to change your message, at least make some attempt at changing your message. Make some attempt at letting yourself feel loved. You know, it doesn't take money to feel loved. It takes money to sometimes get rid of some anxiety, but you got to start somewhere. Get rid of the anxiety, and the money will come in, whatever it is. And no matter what kind of victimhood you've had, it's in the past. And you don't have to be carrying it around forevermore, okay? So I just wanted to share that with you. I'm in the same body, not the same body, but I am in a body on this planet. I have challenges. You know, we're doing all this and we don't charge for it. And I have to worry about making a living and bringing money in. And Gary got sick. You know, we're in a human plane just as well as everybody else. So I just want to share that with you. And one of the greatest things about the work we do is the fact that our sources do not say they're God, okay? They don't. They are in a higher realm. They're in a very high realm. And they can add to our energies, and they can cause things to happen. And they can sometimes provoke what would look like a miracle. But from their point of view, it's not a miracle. And You see, I get an email, Joseph. Hi, Joseph. A short while ago, I was listening to a channeling of God where he commented, many of you are asking me to intervene and do something about Donald Trump. I want you to know what I would have to do if Donald were removed. I'd have to create another Donald. Never forget that everything is always in divine order and has a divine purpose. Well, in any case, I don't want to read anymore. But one of the things our sources don't do is violate free will. They do not expect you to do anything. If you want them on your side, you have to be doing things for the highest good of all concerned. And you have to honor free will. And but they don't take away your power. They don't take away your lessons. From their perspective, you're here, all of us are here, to gain this experience of what it's like to be in a body and to master that. And when we get that down, we go to the next level. And it takes more than one lifetime. Anyone who's familiar with my work knows that from my perspective, reincarnation is very real. And it takes more than one lifetime to get this realm down. So even if you screw it up, that's part of a lesson. You'll come back again and you'll remember subconsciously how you screwed it up, and you may do a better job next time or the next time or the next time, okay? And we just hope we can add something that helps. And on that note, we're going to go into the session now and ask questions. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy field of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with each and every one of you. We come directly to you. We do not come through the telephone line or through the computer. And we are happy to be of assistance wherever we can. We work for the highest good by adding our energies to your energies and providing potential for synchronicities to come to you. If we ever say anything that doesn't make sense to you or resonate with you, disregard it, as it does not apply to you at that time. If someone has a question, another person may have the same question. but the answer may be different for different people. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And the first question is from, let's see here. From Doug Henninger from Jarrisville, Maryland. And when an animal becomes extinct from this earth, do the Elohim have the ability to reestablish it back on onto the earth?
It is something that if an animal has become extinct, there are certain procedures that can reestablish it back onto the earth. There are the souls that have inhabited that species, and they may be seeking a new avenue of expression, and we may work with them, or may work with them on moving them to another planet where they can take up a body again of their species, where their species exists on another planet. We do not violate free will, so that generally if a species has become extinct, we do not seek to reestablish it within the same habitat. Thank you.
Thank you. I would like to ask a question. There are people that say the Earth is upgrading and a human will shift to a silicon-based system or a crystalline system. And for some reason, that doesn't resonate with me, but I could be wrong. So I wanted to ask you your take on that.
There are a great many people that believe that. However, crystalline structures have their problems, particularly in the area of emotions. The emotions can simply, in a crystal-based system, the emotions act differently than if the person is in a carbon-based system where he can reside in a carbon-based system and can ground his emotions in the carbon-based system. In a crystalline system, the emotions can act differently and can be more difficult to handle. There are some people that believe that humans should move to a crystalline-based system. But we suggest that the different advantages are not that successful, particularly in the Earth plane with its gravity, and we realize that there are people that disagree with this structure and are working towards establishing a crystal-based body.
Is this part of an alien agenda, bringing in the idea of a crystalline-based
Yes, it is
system.
Part of the hybrid system that the Greys are seeking to establish.
Okay. Okay, next question. This is from Patty in Birmingham, Alabama. In September, my daughter is going to have an embryo adoption. She will give birth to the child, but the child won't share the parent's DNA. The success rate for this procedure is only 45%. I'm wondering how this will impact the family dynamics. Now, an embryo adoption, do you understand what that means?
Is this where the embryo is inserted into the potential mother and allowed to have the mother as a surrogate?
Yes.
Yes.
So
we suggest that your daughter take very good care of herself to increase the chances of success. To pay particular attention to her nutrition.
So I think the question is, since the child won't share the parent's DNA, how does that impact the family dynamics?
The child will have DNA.
She will pick it up just by, the embryo will pick it up just by being in the daughter's body, yes?
Well, the DNA of the embryo will have different bases than the embryo if the embryo had been developed from the ancestry. So there could be other anomalies that come in that are foreign to the family ancestry.
Mm-hmm. In a situation like that, when the embryo is inserted, the soul may not be there yet, correct?
The soul may be hanging around or may not be there yet.
When the soul comes in, it could either be related to the original embryo mother or to the new mother. Would that be true?
Yeah, ancestry. The soul might come in through the ancestry of the family.
Through the ancestry of the birth family?
Of the birth family, yeah.
Yeah. So that's still possible, even though it's an embryo adoption, right?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, I think that's an important fact on this. Okay, thank you. Joe Rowley in Adrian, Georgia. Joe, you know, we talk about a lot of this stuff, and you know, it's kind of been answered in one session or another, but we have so much material that it probably didn't come to the surface for a lot of people. So I might make a comment myself. He says, is there a heaven and hell, or is this a religion-made destination? And what becomes when our body ceases to breathe? Our spirit leaves the body and goes where? Let me give a little bit of my take on that from my years of communicating with these guys about that, okay? First of all, there's not one answer, but there's a general answer. When your spirit or soul leaves the body, usually it goes to the... I'm going to turn it over to them to clarify this, but it goes to the astral. And in the astral, you experience yourself as being alive, or you know, sometimes people don't even know they're dead. And in the astral, you can move your body around, and you can go visit people that you know, but they don't know you're there. They don't.
You can move your light body around.
Yeah, you can move your light body around, and people want to do that because the limitations of travel are no longer there. You're moving in the astral realm, and you can go wherever you think you can go. You know,
where you intend yourself to go.
Wherever you intend yourself to go. Right. But you tend to be alone, and you tend to feel like, God, I got to go back there and get another body. And
some people feel that way.
Some people feel that way. Then there is this column of light that comes in.
Depending upon the desire of the person.
Yeah. And I think also depending upon the worthiness of a person, right? The polarity of
how they feel, whether they're worthy or not.
Yeah. But in a best-case scenario, for many people, there is a column of light or portal of light that comes in, and usually there's an angel there to guide you, and you go up that column of light, and you end up in a higher dimension in what they call the heaven realms. This is not heaven in the way the Bible talks about heaven. The way our sources describe heaven is that it's kind of like a halfway house. You go there to help recover from the challenges and traumas that many people go through in an earth body. And then there are angelic presences that work with you in the heaven realms to get you back to a positive, functional person. And then you have free will choice to come back to Earth, and many people come back to Earth because there were people that they cared about here, and they want to come back and love them, continue to love them. And some people come back as to be a teacher for other people because they have that ability. And other people choose not to come back. They choose to stay in the heaven realm and perhaps volunteer there. Or other people decide to incarnate on other planets. So there are many choices. And there are places that if you've really screwed up your karma, there are hell realms, and let me turn it over to our sources and let them expand on what I said.
Thank you. That is one avenue of opening for possibility where a person may go. We're also reminded of David, who passed away suddenly, and he had a negative energy attached to him, and the negative energy dragged him into a lower, you might even say, hell realm. And he was attacked by beings who were sucking his energy, and he was having a pretty hard time until a being came, and we did a channeling for him, and we forbade the people, the entities that were giving him a hard time. We forbade them from attacking him, and he was able to pull himself out and then move to the heaven realm, which made him very happy. So the some foreign religions in India, they speak of the different phases a person goes through after death, and they may involve the scenario like Wynn mentioned, or it may be a different scenario where they reflect upon how they affected people and how people reacted to them, and they move through different stages after death, and eventually come back to have another body and reincarnate as one of the possibilities. So there are different avenues, and it is based upon where a person is at. We're reminded of another man who passed away, and he was a keeper of some property, and every month he would go around and collect the rent. And this was, he was very proud of that job, and so he refused to let it go. After he died, he would, in spirit form, come around and knock on people's doors, and they'd answer, and they'd see his image at the door waiting to collect rent, and then the image would dissolve. So a person can have a different choice depending upon how they are oriented when they pass on.
Thank you. Next question from Raiden. How do I really know when I am living my life's purpose? And are there shoulds? But in other words, are there things that I should be doing?
There is free will, so that it is up to you. And you would install the shoulds as you create your life. However, there are other guidelines. When you live according to the ethics and the laws of the Holy Spirit, then there are rewards for your kind action. So it is up to you and the lessons you learn as you move through your life help as guides for how you would like to proceed.
Thank you. And thank you, Raiden. Judy Kane asks for her mother, Gwen, is there anything that you can share that can help with my mother's macular degeneration eyesight issues?
We suggest that you give a call to Jerry Tennant. He has had quite a bit of success with working with people with macular degeneration that is generally thought to be incurable. He is a medical doctor and an eye doctor who has worked on that problem and has had quite a lot of success. So we suggest that you take a look at Jerry Tennant on the internet.
T-E-N-N-E-T, I think, right? Or it might be T-E-N-E-T.
T-E-N-N-A-N-T, something like that. Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y.
Yeah.
He wrote a book called Voltage is Healing. We suggest that you research this, as there has not been very many successes in people that work with macular degeneration. However, Jerry has had quite a lot of success.
I believe he has a machine that he sells that you can do it yourself. I'm not sure, but he might.
He does have a machine. He has things you can do at home, nutrition protocols, and he does have, to his credit, a number of people who had macular degeneration whose eyesight has been restored to 20/20.
Thank you. Okay. Somebody asked the question, can you help me? How do I reach out to you? The best way to reach out to me is start coming into Whole Planet Healing and say your name, say hello, so we get to know you, okay? So it's like by the time we look at it, we have a connection. It's very hard to make a connection, and I said this earlier, with somebody that is saying, my life, everything is terrible. What do I do? And at least if you come into Whole Planet Healing, there's a positive energy there. And you can start out getting that positive energy and say hello. And you'll see, it's very warm at the beginning of the call. Everyone says hello and everyone knows each other. And they know each other just because of the energy of the call. And then that's a good way to start, okay? Having conversations with people and having them tell me how miserable they are, I can't work. It's very hard to work with that because you think I can fix it. The energy that we bring through on the calls can cause people to change, but I personally am just another human like you. So take advantage of that energy. And do our sources want to say anything?
Yes. You can get in touch with us directly. We come directly to you. We may not be recognized when we appear because we are at such a high frequency of love light that we do not register in a typical third-dimensional person's mind because they are operating on frequencies that are within the spectrum of light and sound, and we are operating above that. But we send you a burst of love light.
Thank you. 6:54, and Valerie, I'm still putting off your question. Okay, I have to give priority to new people and people that are going through heavy things. Okay, rather than curiosity about things. Okay, Joseph, who asked the question of God. I was listening to a channeling of God where he commented, many of you are asking me to intervene and do something about Donald Trump. Now, let me tell you, when you say, I was a short while ago, I was listening to a channeling of God that I have to say, you're asking me to assume it really was God. It probably wasn't, but maybe it was. But God is the highest force that I get, is the one infinite creator, which even that doesn't say they're God. But there are many lower channeling entities that might use the word God to gain power over people. And I'm not saying it is that or isn't that, but once you make the first premise of, like, are you really listening to God, then everything else is, like, secondary, okay? But in any case, I'm asking you to intervene and do something about Donald Trump. I want to know what I would have to do if Donald were removed. I'd have to create another Donald. That's what God is saying. Never forget that everything is always in divine order and is a divine purpose. You may not see another's purpose and how they are serving as a catalyst for growth and consciousness, but be assured Donald is serving and doing an Academy Award-winning performance. And then he says, what do your guys have to say in this regard? Okay.
Thank you. Give us a moment. I need to get back into the channeling because I went out of it for a minute. We are a free will source, and so we cannot take another over and determine how his path will turn out. That is not our purpose. We are here to guide, and if something is presented to us that is not for the highest good, we withdraw our energy from it. We look at the answer that was given you before, and it seems pretty good. Thank you.
Thank you. That's going to be our last question for tonight. And Hive looked up Jerry Tennant, T-E-N-N-A-N-T, Healing, and his book is called Healing is Voltage, Healing Eye Diseases. Okay?
Yes.
Healing Eye Diseases. T-E-N-N-A-N-T. So that's the answer for that. And we're going to move over to Raj Sri. Can you help me buy a house? They're not real estate agents. But you know what? If you make the connection, I'm telling you, the new people that are listening tonight, please start coming to Whole Planet Healing. If I am really talking to the Elohim, and I believe I am, and their energy is on our call, our Whole Planet Healing call is particularly oriented to help you make a connection with their energy. And many people coming on that call send me emails. They feel a whole transformation of energy during the call. And then you know their frequency, and you can start tuning into them. They can start tuning into you, and it offers the opportunity to get extra voltage going through you in anything that you would like to do. At 7 o'clock, we got to get off the phone. If you want to come into Whole Planet Healing, wholeplanethealing.com, or Hi's will give you the phone number right now. Hi's, are you there?
712
770-4340, and the access code is 250-513-pound. I say it one more time, 712-770-4340, access code 250-513-pound. Hope to see you there in a minute.
Thank you.
Your conference recording has stopped.
And?
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you.
You're all unmuted? Thank you.
Best love to everyone.
We'll see you.